to coincide with that series. Next week, Morning Edition profiles two World War II veterans, one who was recently honored for service, and another honored for actions long after his service was over. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg has a preview.
More than a half century after the end of World War II, its dwindling ranks of veterans are saluted with memorials, ceremonies. Last June, 32 U.S. veterans received France's highest award, the Legion of Honor. Among them, one female lieutenant.
Merci beaucoup, and I accept this for all the members of my hospital, the 53rd Field Hospital, most of whom have passed on. Thank you.
As a combat nurse, Kate Nolan tended the wounded just after D-Day and then through the Battle of the Bulge and beyond. 60 years after the war, Kate's service to her nation continues. Her son, a psychologist, helped troops deal with combat stress in Afghanistan. Next week on Morning Edition, Major Steve Nolan says the years haven't dampened his mother's spirit or impulse to serve.
When I was leaving the country to go to a war zone, she said, and this is an 86-year-old woman, she said, I wish I was going with you.
Like Kate Nolan, many veterans are honored with medals and speeches, but few have their names permanently engraved on the walls of a Washington, D.C. museum.
In honor of Vernon W. Todd, my liberator and hero.
In Germany in 1945, infantryman Vernon Todd helped to liberate a slave labor camp. He took some snapshots of the hell he saw at Alem, Germany. 50 years later, Vernon Todd rediscovered his photos of the prisoners and spent the last years of his life trying to track them down. One of the survivors, Jack Trammell, had Vernon's name inscribed on a wall at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum.
I have to make sure that this man is going to be remembered. What he has done in his family should know that he is to us a hero, and he's my angel.
Vernon Todd became known as the Angel of Alem. His story and the story of Nurse Catherine Nolan will be heard next week on Morning Edition. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.